morning, everybody. Friday edition of the Donna and Steve Show on My Talk 107.1. Everything entertainment.
Wow, Donna's doing this whole thing without her headphones on. She's such a pro. She doesn't need headphones.
I found them. I didn't have them.
I don't know if everyone knows this, and this is definitely not the best way to lead a show, but there are 4 minutes between shows. And so generally in studio, it's quite a shuffle because some people are getting up and, you know, like when we go off the air, Bradley Trainer is all but fogging the windows. Yeah. He's just like,
yeah, it's like, oh my gosh, I didn't even log out of the computer. Get out.
Yeah, we're like, bro.
I know. But, you know, this is somewhat new, at least maybe just a couple of years old when they changed what we call the clocks.
Oh, yeah, Queen, speak about it.
The programming clocks is just, you know, how we word, where we play bumper music, when the commercials come in, when we start the show. We used to start it like 3 minutes after or something like that, so that gave us a little more time.
When did that happen,
I don't
Donna?
Think she, I think she's making no, she's that's
no,
old K-102.
I am 100% positive.
Now be careful here, Donna, before you go
it's
a hundo
new.
P, because Holly Roberts has been here for a minute.
Holly, I don't want to talk specifics, but we used to be 15, 30, 45
TV. But we always go on at 9. We've always started at 9 o'clock.
Yeah,
top of the hour dirt alert.
The wiggle room became real crunch time when the clocks change. I'll get B. Arthur on the phone.
Are you suggesting that we used to be able to, let's say this,
we
and
had
boy,
more time, yes.
We
I
used
am.
To be able to end the show, let's say it for us, 11:54.
We maybe. I thought it was more like 48. Once you go into the commercial, then we can leave.
Me think you lie. I do think that you, I don't think that you lie. You know I love you. You're the queen of America. But I don't think that what you're saying.
You're proud.
Hey.
All right.
I don't know if it's entirely accurate.
On the phone.
I am.
Here we go. Do we really want to call her to let her know that we're starting the Friday show? We're telling on ourselves.
Well, okay, hopefully no. She's just listening right now.
Oh,
Holly.
Yeah.
Oh,
right.
Holly, we're mid-morning.
Yeah. No. No.
She doesn't even know I work here. She still thinks I'm on Twin Cities Live. She called me Matt yesterday.
Oh,
she thinks
wow.
I'm Matt Belanger.
Okay.
Well, that happens.
Hey, I do want to just confess. I think I hate shopping now. I think I'm at the point. I think I used to like shopping for clothes.
I don't think there's as many options when you go to a store as there once were.
I feel that same way. Also, come to find out, if you're looking for a sweater, my friends, they're pretty much gone. I thought that sweaters are kind of like a year-round, you might need a sweater. I'm not asking you to sell goose-down jackets, but like, where the hell did everybody put their sweaters? Here's what happened. I needed to get some wardrobe options together. I go to Mall of America, and I mean, I scoured the mall. I was in a whole bunch of different stores. The closest I got was Banana Republic. I tried on a cashmere sweater. If you're wondering, a cashmere sweater turns out about $150.
Oh, very expensive.
I was
absolutely.
Like, and you know I'm going to shrink it. So I can't be trusted with that kind of thing.
No, that's dry clean only.
Mm-hmm.
So I leave there after having gone a bunch of different places and tried on a bunch of different things. Nothing's working. I go. Mm. I retreat. I go to Eden Prairie Center. Somebody said, hey, go to Von Maur, if nothing
yeah,
else, for the piano, right? And the guy was playing. There was a guy playing the piano. It sounded great. I go through there. Then I'm like, nothing. Then I go into Kohl's, and I was like, wow. I found some. Hey, Donna.
I love, you're like, I'm going to Nordstrom. Then,
I did
okay,
start
I'm going
at
to
Nordstrom.
Von Maur. Now I'm at Kohl's. Next thing, you're at Target.
Wait until the end of the story, Donna. I did start at Nordstrom. By the way, everybody's like, oh, they have a huge men's selection. I wasn't finding a lot of diversity. I guess I wasn't finding what I was looking for.
Okay.
And it was a bummer. I felt
you're
good
saying
in
you
there.
Still haven't found what you're looking for?
I then go to Kohl's. Donna has Kohl's shamed me. I can't find anything in there. So then I come out and I squat down outside of Kohl's at Eden Prairie Center. And I get my most productive shopping done as I bought somewhere between $400 and $500 worth of clothes on Amazon after spending 3.5 hours, mall to mall. At one point, I was in Kohl's and started looking, and I went and sat in the vestibule, you know, like the doors before the doors, and they have a little... They have a bench there, and I sat on a bench just to get internet signal, started buying the crap out of shirts.
Oh, then, wait, you're on your phone buying it? Like when?
Yes.
Oh, wow, huh?
On Amazon.
Okay.
Sitting in a Kohl's vestibule. And then later, I went over to Target at Eden Prairie Center to A, see if they had a rotisserie chicken. They didn't. And B, to see if they had any dark denim. I now have so many things coming to me tomorrow. And by the way, one more thing, and I know you guys are riveted. Thank you. If you purchase a lot of clothes on Amazon, and I purchased a lot, and I was very particular to make sure that each item would arrive on Saturday.
Okay.
I then check out. Apparently, at checkout, if you're not watching closely, and one of your items is now available on Sunday, let's say, or Monday, this is our best understanding of it, my wife and I. Without you totally knowing it, it may have then pre-selected and said, auto-selected, hey, in order to just send this all in one package now that something's coming on Sunday, we'll send it on Sunday. I had to go back in, cancel all of the orders, all $400+ worth. It was the most money I think I've ever spent on Amazon. These are some nice clothes. They're Amazon essentials. And then I go back and I have to purchase each item individually just as a buy it now, like buy it now, so that no shipping shenanigans get involved because I was on a time crunch with some of this stuff. Hmm. I don't like shopping for clothes. I will get a gazillion Amazon shipments on Saturday. Hmm. And I have no ultimate landing place for this story.
I would like to interject an opinion.
Please. Thank you.
Once again, you are not great with time management. I feel like you are in a hurry. Like, you've got something coming up, like, very soon. Whereas, you could have thought ahead, right?
Queen.
I feel for you.
You.
But I also think in the future, you should have some signature pieces ready to go.
Oh, yeah, have a capsule wardrobe.
Have a little, yes, like a little black dress that we all have.
Mm-hmm. You are right. You are right. I will say, the event that suddenly popped up in my mind was not represented in my wardrobe. God. And sadly, I've grown out of, I'm a big boy, and I've grown out of these beautiful suit jackets that I had that I got like custom made when I was on Twin Cities Live. It was so sweet. Mm. I grew out of those. So I didn't think that this event would pop up so quickly. And so everything else looked like, oh, if I was doing something else, so almost anything else, I feel good. But then I was thinking about my look very differently. Mm. Coming up today at 11, we'll have a little announcement about an event that I'll be a part of, a little fun thing. So we'll do that at 11. But yesterday, stressful day. Stressful day.
I'm so sorry.
I did get my hair cut.
Oh.
And I dyed my beard.
All right. Listen, do what you got to do, man.
That's right.
It took two dyes on the beard, though. You know, you got to get it so it's not jet black, but you also don't want too much gray or red to be showing through. I have a real, what are those cats that are all the colors?
Calico?
That's me. That's my beard. I'm part calico.
Speaking of cats, I will have a very interesting story that ties in nicely to Amazon and cats.
When?
Oh, let's do that at 9:45.
Okay, great. Hey, we have all sorts of fun today. 11:30, we're going to do Pitch Me. Crap, I got to do
that. Oh, damn. All right.
All sure. Right, we got some homework during the show. 10:30, we'll play the College of Pop Culture Knowledge and some entertainment news, some interesting, maybe sad news from the royal family. We'll get to that at 9:30. But when we come back, there was a fun list of 10 things that everybody does, but we just never talk about. I think this is fun to go through. We'll do it together when we return. It's Donna and Steve on My Talk. Hey friends, what's up? Happy Friday. Stevie Boy here from my buddies at the Canopy Group. They're doing it upright, man. Every single day they try to help you. Have you accepted their offer of help? All right, how does this all work? Listen, the Canopy Group, when you partner with them for your insurance needs, automobile, homeowners insurance, you got a cabin, you got a motorcycle, you got a boat, all those things need covered. Well, what they want to do is just help you out. It's a free service, by the way. If you go to thecanopygroup.com, you're not paying anything to get this service. What they do is they have 16 different insurance companies that they partner with. That gives you 16 different options when it comes time for you to get a quote. You're not just going to get a quote. You're going to have these folks fighting it out for your business. And then the Canopy Group will bring you like the top five quotes. And then boom, you've got options to figure out what's the best coverage for us at the best price. And then they'll do an annual review of your insurance each and every year to make sure that you continue to feel confident knowing you've got the best coverage for you. Get started today at thecanopygroup.com.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. It's the Don and Steve Experience on My Talk 107.1. D-Bone, got that Friday feeling, don't you? What's the vibe?
Hey, the vibe is, MSP Bureau. Here's the deal, man. We're all just having this moment of camaraderie. It's a beautiful thing.
You know, it is very, it's just very, like, laid back and friendly.
You know,
it just feels like chill. You see people, it's like, hey, buddy, have a nice show.
You know, Brittany and I were talking about this yesterday, and she's like, why are you in such a good mood? I go, I'm just happy when I'm here. Who wouldn't be? Get to do this for a living? Are you kidding me?
Donna's contract is up. That's what she said.
No, it's not. It's not.
I'm so blessed.
No, it's just, it's a fun place to be. And by the way, I was right. Bye.
So explain reset for those who just joined.
I might be a little too inside baseball, but we were talking before the commercial break. We were talking about how I said we used to have more time
between
when we
shows.
Would switch shows over.
Right.
And I was right.
And I said you were wrong.
But you were wrong. We had another 4 minutes.
We used to go off the air at like...
Thank you.
Wait, we used to go off the air at like 11:52?
45.
None of this makes sense to me.
We would just have music.
That played for 15 minutes?
No, I don't remember how it worked, but
you're
leave me
not
alone.
Fully correct on this.
Leave me alone. I am fully correct.
I don't even believe Bea Arthur most of the time when she talks. Factually.
She changed our programming clock at
I do remember that, but I don't remember it really altering the shift time between shows.
A lot less. We have a lot less time. And, you know, in
but we don't when have I say 15 a lot, minutes.
No. It, like, 4 minutes makes a big difference.
Yeah, it does.
Think about it. If you ever had to, like, run to the bathroom, you're like, oh, do I have 90 seconds or do I have 4 minutes?
The bladder remembers.
You dang
the bladder
right,
never
girl.
Forgets. Oh, my gosh. I'm still looking for a catheter endorsement. Hi, I'm Steve for Carl's Catheters.
I have a question since you brought it up.
Sure.
Now, I don't know if anyone's going to have the answer. How does that work when you have your own? Like you're not in the hospital or something. How does that work?
I believe it would work like this. I think that they insert it right into your own urethra. It's inserted.
Who? No, I'm talking about when they give you one to take home.
I feel like you would leave that in, like leave the hospital connected. Oh. And then I bet there's like a little, I hope that there is a release valve at the bottom of the bag of urine that you could empty it over a toilet and then close it back up and then continue to pee.
Thank you.
I don't know what I'm talking about. But I
okay, I'll look it up.
That's how it works.
My curiosity got the best of me there. Okay. Anyway, back to the show. Hey, everybody, welcome back.
Wait, hang on one last thing. Remember, I told you that I have an overactive bladder, and I mentioned this to my cousin, and I had, like, peed a couple times on a golf course. He said, I noticed you peeing quite a bit. And I said, yeah, I have an overactive bladder. He said, yeah, prostate. So do I. He said, yeah, I went in to get mine checked out. And I was like, really? What'd you do? Please tell me, because I've always wondered. He said, well, they had to go in and check with a scope. And they went in, and they checked. And I was like, well, that's already a guaranteed no for me, unless you beat me over the head with a hammer first.
How was he, though?
Donna,
did he have any issues?
Check.
I don't need to know how they did it. I want to know what the outcome was.
Listen.
I don't want to talk about somebody's Aretha Franklin right now.
They go in and they check. They come out, sir, inconclusive. But we have another test we would like to do.
Oh.
Then they go up his caboose.
Oh.
Inconclusive. So you're telling me this guy goes in for help with his overactive bladder.
Flowers.
He gets a catheter in the front, essentially, a scope in the front and a scope in the back, both southern holes.
All right. Well, Sarah says that you are unbelievably correct about the catheter. Okay, thank you.
She didn't have to say unbelievably, but that's pretty sweet. And she works in nursing and healthcare.
Got it. Okay. Yeah. Okay. This is great.
All right, quick list of all Nikes.
We're out of time.
Donna.
Told you we used to have more time.
Here are things everybody does, but nobody ever talks about. Or do you want me to wait?
I don't care.
Talk about catheters.
Holly, it wasn't just catheter talk. We did catheter and we did inside radio commercial break structure talk.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And the people are riveted.
And prostates. Okay.
Yeah, it's all good.
Put that in the public file. Thanks.
Hey, Holly, you can actually.
Oh, yeah, that'd be good. Yeah. For catheters, does that count?
Yeah, sure. It's health.
Okay. Also, this is coming from Linda. Some people have to self-cath at home due to certain conditions.
Lord Jesus.
It's like a DIY.
Oh, my word.
So there's self-cathing going on.
They say that
I feel bad for people who have to deal with that.
Oh, my word. Absolutely. My heart is with you. They do a numbing agent. I just can't. And then this is going to get us into an argument about I think that my urethra, access to my urethra is more sensitive than yours. And it turns into an anatomical fight and nobody wins.
Steve, you don't even know where the female Aretha is.
Yeah, is it one, two, or three?
I don't feel confident enough on this Friday.
Why don't you Google while we're in break here? And then...
I've done this before. I need a chart. I needed an ovulation chart on our ceiling. I needed all when we were trying to have kids. It was like, I don't understand how you people work. And by you people... I mean, ladies, so complex. Me is dumb.
Good luck having that birds and bees talk with your kids.
I fumbled through it. It did not go great. Bye-bye. Hey, friends, what's up? Stevie Boy for Hoffman Weber Construction. Hey, don't let this rain get you down. A little cloudy weather. It's all good. Spring is here. This is the time for you to be really thinking about your home remodel projects. I'm talking about when you pull up at the end of the day. What's the vibe you get from your house? Because, you know, maybe you're going to be staying in your house a little bit longer than you thought. You want it to feel great. What's going on with the siding? Does the siding need replaced? Be honest with yourself. Well, guess what? Hoffman Weber Construction, they can help. Maybe it's the front door. Maybe it's a new roof that you know you need. Or new windows, which can really be a beautiful upgrade to your home. Hoffman Weber Construction are local. They are trusted. Go look at their reviews. No kidding. I mean, anytime a company reaches out and we have an opportunity to partner, first thing I want to hear what the real folks are saying about them, glowing reviews. They do it the right way, straightforward pricing. They want to partner with you. If it's time for you to get started on a project, let your first call be to Hoffman Weber Construction.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
It's the Donna and Steve Show. I'm Donna.
Hi, everyone.
I'm TV's Steve Patterson.
And that's Holly.
Yeah, from somewhere.
Out there. Parts unknown is what they used to say about wrestlers if they tried to make them seem more mysterious.
Oh, that's cool. Right. You guys don't know that basically for the past decade I've been in witness protection.
Oh, man. Wouldn't that be crazy if you found out one of your friends? Like, there are people walking around today who they're like, oh, yeah, my dear friend John. Oh, my gosh, we share everything about each other. And you don't know he's in witness protection.
Right.
And you aren't as close as you think you are.
Right.
And I'll read an email that sort of sums up how I feel like a lot of listeners feel about me. It's from Sarah. Sarah said that I was unbelievably correct about my guess as to how the catheters work at home.
Uh-huh.
And I said, yeah, you know, and she would know because she works in healthcare. She said, OMG, I can't believe you remember that about me, Steve. My day has been made. You still annoy the hell out of me at times, but I do love you both. And that's the sort of review, Don. If they ever make a poster of our show and have people, you know, like individual little reviews, the little blurbs at the bottom, it should be some of that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Also, Jim Johnson, one of our listeners, mm-hmm. Who's a frequent emailer, some of these names we know because folks email often, which we love. He emailed me yesterday and he said to me, hey.
Yeah, I heard that.
Hey, Donna, that was a throat noise out of a human.
That's what it sounded like.
That was my espresso percolating all over again.
Ew, can we go back to catheters?
But Jim Johnson, so I'm telling the story yesterday about thinking I saw someone and I thought it was him. And he emailed later concerned and said, Steve, I was listening to the show today and you were talking about bumping into one of your dog sitters and you mentioned me by name. Please tell me why. And I had to like remind him, oh, I just thought that he looked like you because I remember what Jim Johnson looks like.
Uh-huh.
And but otherwise, if you're in passing and I just quickly say your name, I could understand why that would be weird. Like, what are you dragging me into this story about you misremembering the face of your dog sitter?
Listen, this is like a family. You know what I mean? We've got our own little community here. We know who you are, don't we, Susie?
We certainly know who the Stage 5 clingers are. Whoa! No, we love you guys. We love it.
Of course.
We have common emailers. Email all the time. Donna and Steve Show at mytalk1071.com. Let me get quick to 10 things everybody does but never talks about.
Okay.
Okay?
I'm ready.
I thought this was fun. Tell me how many of these things you're like, yep, that's me. Yep, that's me. I bet you won't be 10 out of 10.
Okay.
How about when you get a call from a weird number and you immediately Google it?
Nope.
Have you ever done that? I do it with area codes.
Same.
I'm like, where in the world are they calling from?
Yep. You know, only if it's a multiple, you know, attempt to reach me, might I go, who are you?
Hey, Donna. That was a throat noise that Donna heard. I don't know if you all heard it or not in your car. Maybe you did, maybe you didn't. Depends on how loud you listen.
Mm-hmm. It might not have gone through the processor. No.
There was one time, though, Holly, that there was just the right beat of conversation, and it did go through to the people, and then they isolated it, and it was really not great.
It was pretty embarrassing.
It's a change in how my body is burping now.
Hold on. I'll play it for you, Holly.
Okay, great. All right, you're ready. Here we go.
I'm looking on Mike's board because that's where it is.
Okay, and this is a time that I thought I really was like convinced, like, okay, nobody heard it because you have ambient noise. You're clicking and clacking at a desk right now, or somebody's merging near you on 94. Certainly you couldn't hear this, but Donna and Mike both stopped and made sure that everyone knew.
Oh, man, I don't think I have it. I have this, though.
So that's a dolphin noise.
That was beautiful.
Another time that I tried to make a dolphin noise, which is probably on there as well.
Let's see. We got a Mike Best of Bar.
That's where I'm looking.
I think this is a good show. Remember when our boss said she was going to be listening more this week, Donna?
Hi. Yeah, I don't believe her.
I'll read more things as you find them. And then, Donna, if you find it, you go like, Mama Findy or something like that to give me code.
Okay.
Another thing everybody does but nobody talks about. How about, this is me, when your flight doesn't board for an hour and you really need to eat before you get on the plane, but you walk to your gate first anyway, just to make sure it's there.
I do that for sure.
Why are we doing this?
It didn't do...
That is the noise.
And here it is, Holly. Ready?
Steve. Oh, wait a minute. I didn't. One more time.
Okay, here it goes. Wait, ready?
Okay.
Do you need a plumber? What is
have you turned into a small woodland creature?
I didn't do it as a party trick. It involuntarily happened.
It sounded like a pig oink.
I know.
Or a frog. Yeah, some kind of nocturnal creature.
Or something going down the drain.
Yeah.
Reluctantly.
I think this is genetic because it used to happen to my dumb brother, Josh. I would hear, he would just sit and then there would be this odd throat noise. And I'm like, bro, just burp. And then it started happening to me within like the last 12 to 18 months. It is very embarrassing though. And I could think of a multitude of scenarios that I would not like that to happen in.
So karma's coming to get you, Steve, is what I'm hearing.
Oh my gosh, my stomach is actively loudly rumbling right now too.
You know what,
what's
Steve,
become of
that.
Me? Did you hear it?
Yep.
Oh, what's happening?
Are you turning into Bradley Traynor?
I'm doing this stupid intermittent fasting. It's actually not stupid. It's been helpful. But I'm not eating until noon. And so the black coffee, the empty stomach, the acid reflux, it's all...
That's not an excuse, Steve. I don't really eat until I get home
for
the day.
Yeah, you're kind of a faster as well.
Just like I don't like to eat at work.
Let me ask you, Holly.
Yeah.
Are you hungry right now? Like, do you feel like super jazzed when you start thinking about food? Like around this time?
I'll start getting hungry around 11.
That's really great. That is. If you can train your body, it's a great way to go. Donna, I have 8 more things.
Okay, I'm ready.
Don't get to your paper just yet.
All right, sorry.
These are, again, 10 things that everybody does but never talks about. How about you're breathing fine until you lie down and then one nostril immediately closes up?
That doesn't happen
that way for me, but when I notice one nostril is clogged, it helps me to go get a tissue and to stuff it as though I had a bloody nose, because then it's almost like it fully closes the valve so that there's no longer labored attempts to get air.
Wow, we're covering all the holes today.
How about when you swallow water in a weird way and then you get like an excruciating pain in your chest and then it just goes away?
Yeah, that's happened, sure.
I'll tell you what, I once was eating day-old chicken, right? Leftover chicken.
And it was dry?
I reheated it in the microwave and it was dry. Stevie,
oh, that grosses me out so bad. Reheated chicken.
You and Lou would get along in many ways. This is her exactly. She's like, the chicken, you eat it that day or it's gone. So anytime there's leftover chicken, I'm like, hey, this is all for me. This is great. Stevie boy eating the day-old chicken. Then I get a pain, a pretty intense pain in my chest where I was like, oh my gosh, I think this chicken
won't go down.
Is piled up like at my sternum. And then I heard a story about, no, hear me
you
know.
Just got a chest pound when that happens.
No, I couldn't get it to go away. It
water?
Was so
did you try
new.
Water?
I tried water. No, oh, what a novel concept. Let me write that down for next time. Yes, I tried water.
All right, sorry I blew up.
I then go on to the internet and they talk about someone who had a story of having lodged food. They weren't choking, but it was lodged in their sternum and they had to get it medically hooked out. Could this be
true?
Oh,
it's like an obstruction like dogs get when they eat socks.
Oh my gosh.
Oh wow. I'm so sorry for you.
I still have
hashtag survivor.
I still have 6 through 10. Do you want the rest of the list?
Absolutely.
As we're just absolutely plowing past legitimate entertainment stories. Donna. Number 6, when you need a specific item at the grocery store, but someone is standing in front of it, so you pretend to shop for something else until they move.
Like,
because we're too afraid to say, excuse me.
Like, especially if someone's standing in front of the, like, the refrigerated section, and you're like, okay, lady, you've been standing here for a while.
Say, excuse me, get out of the way, I need my broccoli.
Holly's right. But we're too afraid. We are a...
Passive.
Yes. A fearful people. The seventh on the list of things that everybody goes through but nobody ever talks about. The remote goes missing and you're convinced someone else is sitting on it even after they check. This happens all the time. We lose remotes all the time. So does my dad, which is why over Christmas, the remote got lost and he taped like an old, almost like a paper towel holder and a paint stirrer to it.
That's funny.
It was huge. It was crazy.
It's like those people who put sporks on pens. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes. Yeah, like at the post office. Yeah, so you don't walk off with it.
Right.
When you think there's a bug on your neck, but it's just the tag on your shirt.
That's a good one.
That was like the time that I thought it was just a thread on my chest. Reach under, tick. During a live radio broadcast, oh, did I get a freaking Gracie or Marconi for that? No, whatever. Oh. Donna.
But you will get one for that.
Even if we have to make it.
That's right.
Is it like, would I be in the category of organic submissions to a sound bar? Something like that?
Yes, absolutely. Uh-huh.
From KTMY in Minneapolis, St. Paul, Steve Patterson for On Air Reflux. The satisfying feeling when your ear randomly pops and your hearing increases by 50%.
The best. Love it.
I saw someone on TikTok last night get a wax plug removed from their ear. That's oddly satisfying.
Are you just trying to be as disgusting as we can while Holly is still here?
Actually, no. These are just things I've been seeing. I don't know what to tell you.
Mm. What are you looking at?
Like, it was just a random scroll on TikTok.
What's your algorithm like? No, there is no random scroll on TikTok. The algorithm reinforces your pre-existing preferences.
That's right.
Well, but there's got to be a patient zero. So like at the beginning, when you're just starting on TikTok, they're like, maybe you're into this. Maybe you're into this. It was like the time that I started watching a live ASMR. And for the next 2 weeks, it was nothing but these ASMR freaks at home, respectfully, freaks at home in their like whole like cloaks and weird crap going on, man. Number 10, when you walk into a store to buy something, they don't have it. When you walk out, you feel like you're shoplifting, even though you aren't. I did this just yesterday. I walked in and out of a store so quickly when I realized they don't have, you know, this is not the droid you're looking for kind of thing. I was just like, this is not my place. And it was like 30 seconds after a woman had said, oh, hi, welcome in. It's great to see you. And she was really bubbly. And then I had to walk past her a commercial break later.
That's it. That
and
happens.
Felt nervous.
Yeah, it's like, thank you. Bye. I feel that way when I walk into small businesses, you know, and the bell rings when you go in and then you're like, oh, gosh, there's only like her and me in this store right now.
Oh, I despise that.
And then I have to say goodbye and not buy anything.
Brittany said to me yesterday when I was going shopping for clothes, she said, ask for help or go to this store. I said, that store is too small. They're going to talk to me. And the last time I had somebody come up and say, hey, how can we help you? My only thought was, you can help me by not talking to me anymore. I'm going to gather clothes. I'll go to the fitting room. I'll return them all because none of them will fit correctly. And we'll all just go about our day. Last thing I want is somebody throwing more jeans over the dressing room door. How are those ones? Come out. Let us see that. How are these ones? These are the winners.
Sometimes that's really helpful. Like Macy's actually has a department that's free. For, I can't remember what they're called. They're the stylists that help you. You just go and you ask.
I want to go now.
I want to go. Donna won't leave.
When we come back, Donna promised you a story about a cat and Amazon. Mm-hmm. And try as you might to connect the dots, this story will not go that way. Also, an airline story because Holly is here and she comes from an airline family. Funny bit from John Crist about the last time he was on one particular airline. We'll get to that when we come back. Donna, Steve, my talk.
Hello, Donna here for Energy Savers Fireplaces, where they provide energy efficient heating solutions to keep you and your family comfy all year long. They are the highest rated 5-star review fireplace store in our area. They're full service. No project is too small. No project is too big. They offer free in-home estimates, and not just fireplaces indoors. They can help you out with elevating your backyard. If you're thinking about designing a new patio, now is a great time to visit Energy Savers Fireplaces. You can check out their beautiful range of outdoor gas and wood fireplaces and gas fire pits. Their team is there to help you. And right now is a really great time to go to Energy Savers Fireplaces because just for a little while longer, for the month of April, they are having an in-stock and demo clearance sale. You could find out more just by going to the website, energysaversfireplaces.com, or stop by their showroom just off Highway 36 in Oakdale. Good morning. Welcome back. You're listening to Donna and Steve on My Talk 107.1, where talk is fun. And we love cats. Am I right?
I love that you love them.
You know, they're great if you have them from the time they're a kitten. Because then you get to know them and you get to be a part of building their personality and trust and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Then that's not allergic. As weird. You're not allergic. Is that what you're telling your kids?
Oh, wow. Hey, Dr. Fauci's here, everybody. Okay.
Cats are great. I just made a new friend last night in the neighborhood.
Stop, really?
Yeah, very friendly.
Was it a stray or was somebody walking it?
I don't know. It's just in the neighborhood.
Outside. Just chilling.
As one does.
No, Donna, I once had a cat that like slept on near my head, and I woke up and my eyes were swelled shut.
That's a great way to kill somebody.
Okay. Will you agree that I'm allergic?
Sure. I'm sorry.
Hey, if you see something, say something. Okay. Oh, that is catchy, huh?
If you see something, say something with Donna and Steve.
If you see something, say something. Come on and party tonight.
Honestly, I'm not really sure how this happens, but there was a couple in Utah who have finally been reunited with their beloved cat.
Real quick, just to check, there was a couple. Are we sure it was just a couple?
Couple what?
Just because it's in Utah. I'm just, was it a couple? Was it three, four?
Look at me, Joe. That's funny.
Okay.
So there was a couple in Utah. Their cat went missing. Turns out they actually accidentally shipped him to Amazon.
Huh? Does one accidentally ship a cat to Amazon, Donna?
Would you like to hear from Carrie Clark and her husband?
Yes, as a member of this jury, I would like to hear from them.
Okay.
We got the most amazing, insane news in the entire world. I just couldn't even believe that she was in California. I thought it was a prank. Like, I still hard to wrap my brain around. She was trapped in an Amazon package.
And it was in this really big sized Amazon package.
We had no idea. So Matt took the package to the drop off without knowing that our dear cat was inside.
So cats like to play in boxes.
Oh yeah, if they fit, they sit.
Yep. And I'm not sure how you didn't hear the cat moving around or anything. Maybe it fell asleep. I don't know. But dumped it probably in the depository or handed it off.
Whoa.
It went
and the cat lived
6 days without food and water.
Oh, and hardly any air.
Yeah. Oh.
That cat is going to kill those people in the middle of their sleep. Not kill them, but scratch the heck out of them.
Yeah, maybe.
Wow, that's crazy.
They have 9 lives.
Oh, my goodness.
I know. I saw this story and I was like, could that actually be true? Because you hear some of these wacky stories every now and then about like a human in a box. I don't know. I don't know how these things happen.
Oh, yeah. You come across all those stories.
Oh,
you know. You're on the dark web, Donna. You're on sites that I'm not on.
You might be right.
I have Safe Search on.
Save Light Repair.
Save Light Replace. Tell you what, I don't endorse them. But I'd be open to it, because I tell you, one time I had my windshield cracked. Reach out to them. They freaking came while I was at work.
Yeah, me too.
And brought a brand new windshield.
Yeah.
Boom. In my car there. Stevie Boy continues his day. What's up with
that? I'm not sure if I went with them or someone else, but one day I was driving to work and all of a sudden I hear this smash. Not that long ago either. I think it was last year.
I remember this.
And my whole back window had shattered.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if someone threw something at my car or
what. Donna came in convinced she had been shot at.
I had no idea. I had no idea what it was. And it was raining out. So I'm like, I got to get this fixed. I can't just leave my car here with the rain. And it was done, vacuumed out everything before I got off the air.
Windshield replacement is one of the most efficient businesses out there, is what I will say. Now we get to this. John Crist, the comedian, we'll come across these like stand-up comics and just a little random one-off joke. But I thought, with how we like to do airline stories when Holly is here, because she comes from an airline industry family. Mm-hmm. And since Donna and I joke about Donna flying more budget airlines often, whereas I will generally fly Delta, Donna, I want you to listen to this whole thing. Okay. I think this is genuinely a funny bit. Here's John Crist talking about his time on Spirit Airlines.
3 weeks ago, I took a Spirit Airlines flight. I know, I don't want to brag up top, but you're like, John, I was on a Spirit Airlines flight, and there was like a medical emergency. You know what they come on? They're like, is there a doctor on board? And everybody was panicking, and I was just like... I go, there's no doctor on a Spirit Airlines flight.
That's funny.
I go, you know where the doctors are? On Delta, okay? It was an emergency. People were panicking. They kept lowering the standards. Like, is there a nurse on board? I go, there's no medical professional on this flight. This ticket costs $40. We're all unemployed, okay? They just came back on a second later. Has anyone dropped out of nursing school? They just... Has anyone seen Grey's Anatomy? This girl was like, I was a nurse for Halloween. We're like, well, get in here and help us out.
Oh, my gosh. It's so
good.
Come
on, Donna. That's good.
That's very good.
That's John Crist.
Yeah, funny. Yeah, you know, I like a good deal. So
absolutely.
Sue me, Susie.
I'm in the ecosystem of Delta now. You know, their CEO, Ed Bastian, cast a spell on me with his Welcome to Delta videos that air before you fly.
Oh, Holly, I don't know if you've been around for this, but Steve, he's talking about Ed Bastian as if everybody knows who he is. I go, who is this guy and why do you know who he is?
He's the CEO of Delta, and before you take off, it's like, and before the safety instructions. Traveling is about connecting. You know, he does a whole video like that, and it gets me so jazzed.
Oh, Steve, it's not the flex that you think.
Bye, Holly. Okay, have a good weekend.
Bye.
Mike will have a dirt alert coming right up.